How are you today? All right, you know, when people go to work sometime and I see myself, I say, oh, I need my cup of coffee to get the blood flowing. Let's sing something to get the blood flowing. To be like Jesus. That's our coffee, right? Okay, that's the praise. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like Him. One more time. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like Him. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, our precious Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Father, we come before your majesty. We come into your presence, your divine presence, Father, to thank you. We want to thank you for the opportunity you're giving us to be here today. We want to thank you for the opportunity you've given us to see a new day, be a living soul, to be in good health. Father, we may not be in good health in our body, but we're in good health spiritually. Amen. And that's what counts. Amen. And Lord, we want to thank you. We are spiritually healthy because you died on the cross. Amen. To redeem us, Father. And Lord, we want to say how much we love you this morning. We want to appreciate you, want to adore you, want to give you all that's within us. And Father, as the song said, Father, our utmost desire is to be more like you. Father, it does not yet appear what we should be, but Father, we know we shall be like you, Lord. And that's, Father, that our utmost desire is to be more like you. So, Father, this morning, help us to do just that. Help us, Father, oh God, to do what it takes to be more like you. Oh God, help us. We need a Holy Ghost, Father, to lead us, to guide us, to conduct us, Father. Oh God, may you take over the service. Lord, may you be the master of everything here today, Father. May your Holy Spirit take every spirit here under control for your glory, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. And all what we want to see, all what, Father, we want to see today is the all the praise, honor, and glory to be given to our Lord, precious Lord Jesus Christ. Help me, Lord, to share these few thoughts with your children and open their heart to receive it, Father. We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so are you... Quickly, if you don't mind, I'm going to read today. We'll be reading the same scripture. It's Matthew 6:12. But I'm going to read it from, the Amplified, King James, the Amplified Bible. So I'll read and you can follow. Matthew 6:12 in the Amplified Bible, because I want to stretch out something to you. You remember, I always bring this quote where Brother Bram said, the book's an Eastern book, right? And if you go to there, when you come back, you see that many times they think that the way we teach in a Western way is totally different. You see, in Hebrew,
the tenses sometimes are different. For example, if I say, I go, I'm going, I use the same tense, but everything is context. And like I told you, Hebrew is an action word, it's an action language, everything is action. If I say, I go, I am going, is the same word, ani holech. So if I say, I have done something, I did, same. So it's all context. So here, the reason I want to read here in Matthew 6:12, it says, forgive us our debt as we forgive, right? But I want to bring something to you, okay? As we are studying this, like I said, it's a very deep, it's very, very deep, the thing of forgiveness, because the nature of God is a matter of when you're there, when he says praying, what's the action at that moment? And it goes back to what Jesus told us, that say, when you bring your offering, if you remember, you go and make it up, right? So that means while you're there, you have already forgiven that person. And that's the thing I'm trying to point. But if you read, forgive us our debt as we forgive, it does not clearly appear, okay? But in Hebrew, it really appears, okay? And also, I told you last time about Yom Kippur. Before the Yom Kippur, before they come, they have to go to each other. So it's not there, because at that point, at that moment, the forgiveness they're asking of God is not forgiveness with other brethren. It's what they did to God, the sin, the iniquities they committed. But what they've done among brethren, they have to go and ask that forgiveness. The knot, you know, I told you, the knot that is tied, they have to untie that knot. It's very, very important. But few things make us see the Bible, make a mixed thing. So here in the Amplified Bible, it says here, and forgive us our debt, as we also have forgiven. You've done it already. Okay? And it's put in parentheses, left, remitted, and let go of the debt, and have given up resentment against our debtors. I said, that amplifies what Jesus said. If you come to the altar, as you remember, you go and come before. And that's nuance I want to bring. It's very important. As we get into bride material, it's time that we begin to come back to those real teaching of Brother Branham. That amplifies the Bible. Like I said, you cannot, as I've said, you may be seated. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. As I've always said, Brother Branham's message cannot stand by itself. Okay? Brother Branham's message amplifies the Bible. Okay? So we have to go back and look at those things to be, what does it take us to really be bride material? We really have to get into those things as we, for bride material. And Brother Brown say, we are not going to be bride material, okay, for the rapture. So another one I wanted to read also to you is Ephesians. Okay, Ephesians. Ephesians 4:26. Ephesians 4:26. I'll still read it from the Amplified, but you can still follow. Ephesians 4:26. Okay. It says here, when angry, do not sin. Do not ever let your wrath, that means your exasperation, your fury or indignation, last until the sun go down. Okay? And then verse 1 says, leave not such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. Amen? Now, let the thief steal no more. Okay, I'll skip this. So get down. Let me go to 30. Okay, 30, all right, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him, by whom you were sealed mark branded as God's own, secure for the day of redemption, of final deliverance through Christ from evil and the consequences of sin. Now here, 31 is what I want to emphasize here. Let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, in parenthesis, a passion, rage, bad temper, and resentment, anger, animosity, and quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, and slander, evil speaking, abusive or blasphemous language be banished from you with all malice, spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely, as God in Christ forgave you. Amen? So, let's do a quick recap. We saw that forgiveness is central to the life of a Christian. Now, I think on June 27, we were not here. We went to funeral in New Jersey. And I understand Brother Aaron McGrady was here, and he preached on forgiveness. I didn't know it. But then we on our series, and we restart on Sunday. And I didn't know we were preaching forgiveness. But God sent him here, and he said it also. But why? Maybe God is trying to tell us something. All right? Him and I, we didn't talk. We didn't do. And we were already in our series already. We already started forgiveness back in May. And we just pick it up. And he come in between. Before. So, many times when things are happening like that, the Bible teaches that the footsteps of the righteous are order of the Lord. Amen? So, when you see things like that, you pause. Say, wait a minute. But why? What is happening? And I told you in May that this is a story we can stay on for a long time. But today, I will try to exit it so we can continue on another subject. It's very important. Forgiveness is central to the life of a Christian because, as the Word of God declares it, faith is based on forgiveness. Amen? Amen. All right? And I told you in Yom Kippur what happened with a Jew. Forgive at all time. And that's why Jesus said, if your brother comes, I don't know how many times, if Allah, he come and say, I'm sorry, forgive him. Even in Matthew, he says 70 times 7. I'm sure a brother does not offend you 70 times 7 a day. Okay? So today, we'll end here. Like I said, we can spend a long time. Now, we also saw, the other thing I'm going to say is that faith and forgiveness, but why do they go hand in hand? Why can you say, but Marcel, I love God. I go to church, I pay my tithes, I do everything. But I didn't forgive my brother. Does that mean I don't really have faith? Well, here, we have to go by the word now, okay? Now, why is it that I say faith and forgiveness go hand in hand? Faith and love go hand in hand. Amen? Forgiveness and love go hand in hand. Forgiveness and healing go hand in hand. Why? Because that is the very nature of God himself. Amen? Now, last time I showed, we talked about the importance of receiving the Holy Ghost. And I told you, you live in this three world, if I can say that. You live with the body, you get the different interaction with the world, you have five senses. And you also have five senses from the outside world, your body, to contact your spirit. Memory, affection, reasoning, and all that five, right? But when you come down to the soul, there's only one. Either faith or doubt. Either the nature of Satan or the nature of God. So you see, we are coming to the word now. Deep in the soul, is either faith or doubt. God or the nature of Satan is Abraham. I said, wait a minute. Do you mean that I do all these things? I was born in the most holiest family. My parent, I was dedicated to another. You say, how do I have the nature of Satan in me? How can that be? And I told you, it's because from the beginning, you and I, the way we came contrary. Amen? So when we came, look, when you're born, the first thing they do, you do and declare the birth certificate. Is that right? And a child. And a birth certificate, it was identify who you are. You are born here true and right. So, since you came, not the way God wants you came, the way Satan wants, he was then claim you. He's the one filled out his birth certificate. And that's why David and all of them, way back, they knew that. He said, I was conceived in sin, iniquity. I came to this world like, so when you came, the devil claimed you. This is mine. He put it filed. He filed, like I said. So when I'm born, he said, here, there we are. Myself, the sinner, he files it. Amen? So in there was the nature of Satan. Look, a child, you never teach a child to lie. You don't teach him to steal. You don't teach him that. But he just do it. Why? Because in all of that, I don't care where you're born. I don't care how many times you go to church. I don't care what you do. That nature of Satan is there. Because that's the way you came. And he claim you, your birth certificate, his stamp, he said, is mine. Amen? And that's why in Revelation 5, when, amen, they say, who can take the book? And nobody came forth. No parent, no prophet. David couldn't come forth. Abraham couldn't come forth. Nobody can come forth. They were weeping because they know that if the book of redemption, nobody can take it, that means your birth certificate and definitely remain the property of Satan. He has a title deed to your life. He can come, you open up and say, there it is. Amen? But the lamb, because they forget the nature of God, they forgive his nature. He knew what happened. He knew you would fall. And he killed the lamb. Amen? But when he killed the lamb, that made the provision. Because Abraham said that love constrained him. And when that love constrained him, that's why he projected his grace. And that grace, you're forgiven. Amen? And then when the foreshadow, he killed the lamb. And to foreshadow that, when Adam and Eve fell, he came, Adam and Eve, where art thou? They run away. And as human beings, they begin to go make their own religion, their own cover. And you think that if a child who make a mistake, you run to your father and say, Father, I'm sorry, forgive me. But they run away and say, you know what? Because like I told you, okay, I didn't want to do PowerPoint today because PowerPoint, when it doesn't work, it takes off my time. But I can show you that when they said, do not add any word, the word that Satan added, okay, in Hebrew, the not in Hebrew is lo. Lo in Hebrew, okay, is spelled Lamed Aleph. But when you turn Lamed Aleph, it's also the name of God, El. Amen? Aleph, Lamed, the name of God. So, what Satan introduced, the first thing to show you how the Bible divine, the thing that the devil introduced to destroy the human race was something that means against God. That's why I thank God for a prophet who came to tell us it's not an apple. Amen? Had nothing to do with apple. It was something that was totally contrary to God. Satan just said, so that's the reason why when Adam and Eve fell, they only got wrong. You see, when the first thing they did, you expect a child to come and say, Dad, I'm sorry. But the first thing they did, they run away. Lo, no, had nothing to do with God. But God, because of his nature of forgiveness, because of who he is, that love constrained him, he come looking for you. Adam, Adam, where are thou? They say, we hear your voice and we were naked. They're running away. So none of us see God. It's God in his grace and mercy came after us looking for you. Where are thou? And then when he found them, he killed them. And instead of the fig leaf religion I know would not work, God killed the lamb and wrapped them with the lamb. Knowing that one day that same lamb of God, which was slain before the foundation of the world, will come and be wrapped the bride again in forgiveness. Amen? So that's a plan of redemption. But when I saw, who can take this book? And nobody came forward. I said, what? But we thought Father Abraham was so close to God. Is the Jew the sole proud of the wife? Abraham. They said, we are the sons of Abraham. And here Abraham can't even come forth. David, Hamelech, David, the great king, he couldn't come forth. Elijah, the prophet, was raptured. And today the Jew, they always have, when you go their feast, they always have an empty seat. They think that's a seat for Elijah. It's coming. And Elijah will be coming for them. We know that. Amen. Elijah can come forth. We, here, our prophet, William Branham, nobody can come forth. Why? Because the only one person who did not come the way of Satan, on whom Satan does not have that claim, on whom Satan does not have, has to come to redeem back. Amen? So, when he redeems us back, that nature of Satan is still there, and that's the reason why it's so important to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to change that nature, to get, you can't remake that, you can't just cover it, say, I'm changing a new page. It has to be a death. You died, you're born again with a new birth certificate. And that new birth certificate now is stamped Jesus Christ. That's the reason why when Nicodemus came to John in John chapter 3, he said, he came and gave all the glory to Jesus. Oh, we know that teaching come from God and all that. First thing, Jesus didn't even pay attention to none of everything. So, oh, thank you very much for all this comment you give me. I really appreciate it. He said, no, die. If you do not die, if you are not born again of the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. That means if you're not born again, I don't care how much you read the Torah, I don't care what you've done, the nature of Satan is in you. You must die. Amen? So what I'm trying to say is that the nature of God is to forgive us. So, as we are Christian, Brother Bram said in the church, the Ephesian church age, is that the true church, we always try to go back to that original. Look, on the day of Pentecost, God told them, look, Peter, he walked with Jesus how many days? He said, God, I'll go. No, I'll never leave you. But God knew that without the Holy Ghost, Peter, yes, you've been with me. You've done all this, but in you there's a nature of Satan. When Peter said, I'll do this, what did he tell him? Get behind me, Satan. He was not saying that Peter was Satan. But inside the soul then was the nature of Satan. That's why you can say those things. Oh, I will die for that. You can cut the ear. I'll do all that because of the nature of Satan. But he told them, you do not go nowhere. You wait in the upper room until power from on high come on you. When that power comes, it removes the nature of Satan. You're born again and is the nature of God in you. It's Christ himself working in you. That's why they can walk and people just in their shadow and get healed because that's the shadow of God. Amen? You go nowhere. Wait. Wait till the Holy Spirit comes on you. And that's why when the Holy Spirit came, what did they say? They were all in one mind and one accord. And that's why they can pray and our praise can shake. Amen? So the church, let's come now to the church. The church now today, we need to get into bright material. We should not just be a little blessing, oh, I got a good job. It's all good. I'm not saying don't give praise to God for that. Oh, I got a headache, God healed me. It's all good. I'm not saying that. All right? They're all great. But what I'm trying to say is that we need to get to rapture material. All right? This is all good. You can always sing, there's a nice service, they're all good. But what I'm trying to say is that we need to go beyond that. What's the bright material? The Abraham at Chebra, Abraham said, when he went there, now look in Matthew, Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And Brother Abraham said, God is going to hold the bride. Amen? We are going to stay. I'm not going to read the quote so I can paraphrase it. We never finish. I want to finish this today. Okay? So I'll just paraphrase. We are, when we come, we receive the message. We have to lay under the sun. And the sun has to bake us. Bake the green out of us. I'm not saying you are perfect or you're not going to. No. But that green, in our soul, have to bake the green out. Bake. Where we begin our mind. The mind of Christ will be in us. And if the mind of Christ in us, then you see that, yes, your brother, it does not say you cannot get angry. It doesn't say your brother will not do anything against you. Like I tell you, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you're still living in this world. Somebody hits you, you feel it. If you touch fire, you get burned. Don't say, I got a Holy Ghost, I'm going to go take fire. You get burned. If God didn't tell you to do that. Like, for example, when I was at Penn State, there was a video I went to get. That was back in, I think, 93. And I was doing a search, and I saw the Holy Ghost people. I said, well, the Holy Ghost people in the library of Penn State? Wow, that must be something. So I took the video. It used to be VHS in those days. And I took the video. I began to look. It was the snake handlers. Okay? They have rattlesnakes in the mountains of West Virginia. So the way that when you're going to church, you take your Bible, them say when they're going to church, they have a box and they have a snake inside that box. Okay? So for them, look at what Paul said. If you shall take up, if you can take off serpent. It does not say go take off serpent. If you can drink water, it doesn't go and say, listen, I'm here, I got a Holy Ghost, look here, I'm going to put sulfuric acid here, you die. Okay? The Bible says, don't tempt God. Okay? If by accident, I don't know, I step on a snake, you're protecting me. Amen? So these people, they'll take the snake, and when they see the spirit come, you see them destroying the snake, they handle it, and they call the thing called the Holy Ghost people. So people think the Holy Ghost handling it. But at the end, so I was just looking, not trying to be an analyzer. The snake, when the music is going on, you know, snakes and music and all that, our bodies, music does a lot. But when the music was over, this guy picked up one of the snake, bite him. And he said, well, I got to go, as the Lord, I got to go find why I was beaten by this snake. His hand began to swell. Why I was beaten by this rattlesnake? I don't know. The film end right there. Say, I got to go find why. Why is it? So you see, I don't know why they ended there. I don't know what they're trying to show. I don't know why they're trying to show over there. But so what? So you see, we don't tempt God. We don't have to tempt Him. Amen. But we have to go back to that original. Amen. So when God sent a prophet, He did not just send a prophet to redeem a bride to claim that we are in the message. That do nothing to God. Anybody can examine the message. He just didn't just bring us to redeem us to say, oh, you know what? We are special people. What's special about you? There's nothing special about you. It's Christ who died, not you. Yeah. Amen? He didn't just come to tell you, you know what? Because we wear long robe or long skirt. Go to the Amish country. You see that you don't wear long robe, long skirt. Okay? I have long hair. Go see the Mennonite. You come back ashamed. So what is it? Christ is beginning to form when Christ begins to grow in you and begin to be the nature of God. Amen? So there come a time. The prophet came and left this December 24th. This year will be 53 years. Am I right? My calculation? And Abraham said, in those days, I can almost see the angel standing there at the end of the seventh angel. 53 years ago. Are we under the sun being baked? And when Abraham came from beyond the veil, he said, brother, the voice told him, he said, what is this? And the voice told him, this is perfect love. And blessed when he came, he said, brother, I don't care what you do. I don't care how much church you go. I don't care. Whatever you do, you leave those. Let me read that one. I'll read that one. Brother said here, okay, the rejected king. He said, the voice said, this is perfect love. He said, oh, my precious friends, my beloved, my darlings of the gospel, my begotten children of God, listen to me, your pastor. You, I wish there was some way I could explain it to you. There's no words. I couldn't find it. It's not found anywhere. But just beyond this last breath is the most glorious thing that you ever, that there's no way to explain it. There's no way. I just can't do it. But, and then he said here, but whatever, it's a case, but whatever you do, friend, lay aside everything else. Lay aside everything else till you get perfect love. Get to a spot that you can love everybody. Every enemy. Amen? So, we can do it on our own. Amen? Look, when the children were in Israel, were in Egypt, they've been there for 400 years. They begin to get happy, comfortable. Amen? Just like us. We've been, since the message came, we've been here for how many years? Many of us will begin to get comfortable. Amen? Brother Bram will say another quote, God give us good homes. All those things. Good families. We begin to, good church. We have great music, instrument. They're all good. I'm not talking anything about that. Okay? Great instrument, great choir, everything. Amen? God anointed minister who bring us and say, whoa, this is such a nice service. And we begin to get comfortable. Amen? We begin to get into routine. But then in Egypt, God knew that, you know, these children here, I need to get them out. So I have to raise someone who didn't know Joseph, who begin, amen, and they begin. So when that happened, they begin to cry for deliverer. Amen? And when the time to go out came, there was a message, and there is a message of Exodus. It's nothing else. They didn't preach the message of Noah. So, if here the bride were in the third Exodus, that means it's a message, right, individually. All right? Now, I'm not talking about relying on necessarily, not just, yes, what we preach here, the minister, everybody, what I'm saying, what we must do that. But what I'm trying to do is that, what I'm trying to say is that, when God came, you see, look, he came to Abraham. He wanted to build Abraham individual faith. That Abraham can get to a point where he can see God El Shaddai. I don't care what happened. He said, Abraham, take your only begotten child, go there and offer it. That's individual, you see, before Abraham have Lot and all that, his father and all that, he began to become a group. Maybe if God talked to Abraham, God said, oh, you know what? I met Elohim today, and he said this, and then father said, well, did you know a Lot? We say, well, it become a question of debate. And God can walk like that. God was trying to get Abraham to a point where he can talk to him, and Abraham, this is my father. Amen? And that vertical relationship is a start of that communication. That Abraham, like David there, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. When he met that lion, he didn't say, you know what? Let me go and see my brother so we can know. He said, if God, I know him personally. And that's why when he went there, when Goliath came and boasted for the last time, he came at the wrong time. He should have waited when David returned back. Okay? But he came the wrong day. So, oh, Israel. David said, what did I hear? That's not the voice of a Hebrew. Oh, they say, oh, David, you know, you're a child. Just go home. Just go home. So, but what did I hear? Oh, well, you know, there's this giant out there in the mountain. He comes every day and challenges. And nobody say anything. But David inside. But you see, them, they have a group revelation. Oh, well, what? Well, okay, Saul, you are the king, but you see, he outnumbers. Look, one of him. Look, you know how many food he eats? Look at his sword. That's a debate among them. That's a horizontal. But David had a vertical relationship with God. He got there, but he said, wait a minute. You tell me that God of Israel, amen, El Shaddai, amen, who delivered us from Egypt by a mighty hand, you say now he stand here and that answer comes out, Philistine comes out and challenge you and you all run and have a debate? Let's say, David, go home, just go. Amen? Why? Because David didn't care about that debate. Yes. David knew in his heart that he can grab him. Yes. And that's why God is trying to do the bride. Yes. Though, yes, we come, we say we are a church, but it comes a time when individually we must begin to, like Jacob, say, oh God, I don't deserve the list of your mercy, but God, if you don't bless me, I won't let you go. Individually, we must begin to become bride material. Individually, amen? God, I cannot forgive my brother. I cannot forgive my sister. We all, Allah, because like I told, we came with a nature. That's the task, oh God, help me. Help me to forgive. Go to God, be specific. God wants that. Don't just go and say, I go to church. Oh, you know what? I got a headache. I'm fine. It's all good. But I'm talking about, look, Paul said forgiving, forgetting all that. Let's go on to what? Let's go on to perfection. Amen? He's not saying those things are things that. No, he said, yeah, we got that. Baptism and not that we got. But beyond that, let's go on to perfection. God, the nature of God, look, by the law of reproduction, God said, let every seed bring forth his kind. Amen. And if the bride of Christ, if Jesus Christ is coming to get a bride, brethren, we have to be the bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. So by the law of reproduction, what's the nature of Christ? Forgiveness. So if we can, brethren said, we cannot do on our own. Don't think you can do on your own. Whatever I'm saying, don't, but I'm trying to say, that's the time we begin to storm heaven. Basically, God, you said, if I cannot forgive, you cannot forgive me. If I don't forgive, I don't have faith. Be honest with God. Look, God can see through your heart. So don't go around things saying, no, God, I can't forgive. It's hurting me. I'm holding things. Look at Jacob, he did all those things. But when he came to that river, his brothers said, kill me. So God, I don't deserve any of your mercies. I don't, God. Because I know God, what can he? All right? So that's where we all got to be now. Bride material. Be rapture material. And Brother Brown said, whatever you do, I don't care whatever you do, how much time you pay, one care. I don't care what you do. I don't care how many messages you read. I don't care. It's not just being the message, but the message has to be in you. The time has come. Amen. Amen? For the bride. But the devil has got in attention, can get distracted. Set us one against each other. This one, this revelation, that's what this revelation. Look, the devil knows that if he tell don't go to church, you won't believe. He say, what? God died for me. He don't remember, not in my Bible, I got to read it. But what he can do for you is steal your time. What he can do is begin to get your eyes off of the most important thing in life. You can begin to see your eyes on the picky things, the little things here, look here, and you go after that, and then the snow begins to snowball. This revelation, that revelation, this one did this to me, and the most important, oh God, I want to be more like you. God, I know, on the cross, here is a thief who had never been to church, done nothing. And all what he said, Father, he all said, remember. He didn't say, Father. He said, remember me. Because you are with him. What is that? God is showing that his nature is forgiveness. So if we have to be the bride of the bride, if we have to be bride material, if we have to be born of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And Brother Brown said, when a headstone begins to come down, he has to come on something just like it. Look, if you take cement, I grew up with cement on iron, and it won't stick. You have to put the same material so it stick. So when Christ begins to come down, amen, you have to put the same material so it can stick. Amen? You see what I'm saying? So, if the Bible today, without the people of the promise, is just a book that's debatable. It's just another book. And that's why when Brother Brown went to India, they can debate, say, oh, you come here, because it's another book of debate. But when God stepped forth and that child food came, then it's no more debate. If you take a land, there's no people in the land, it's a barren land. If you take the Bible, the people of the promise, it's a book that we're supposed to debate. And that's why the reason we have all these divisions and this one, because the message, whether you say it or not, is becoming a barren land. Where are the people of the promise? Where are the people of the promise? So that's when we begin to pray and say, God, you give us a promise. You give us a promise. This is the time, Lord. Yes, you heal me. It's good. You did all this to me. I love you. But God, I want to see Messiah. I didn't come here to die a spiritual death. I want to see Messiah. The Jew. I told you last time, I'm ending here. The Jew. During the Holocaust time, the promise that they're taking them to a good place, heaven, things like that. They go on a train to go to death camp. They take them to go to places to die. Is that right? So they knew that. Then, when the planes came, the United Airlines plane, they say, I say, what? No, we've seen this before. But all of a sudden, the rabbi said, wait a minute. God said he would take us on the wings of an eagle. Amen? And when they get there, the two people were bruised, hurt, and all that. They tell them, so have you come to the land, holy land, to die? They say, no, we've come to see Messiah. And us, at the end time, amen, we went through the man, the eagle. Last age, God sent another eagle. And Abraham preached the message as an eagle stir her nest. Here come the great eagle again to get the bride out. So my question to you now, yes, when you're in the Catholic Church, they have promises, oh, you're going to heaven, oh, or Methodist or whatever, I don't care, whatever. Oh, they're praying, you're going to heaven, oh, you're going to, just like a promise to a Jew. And we all right, it's false. But now here come the eagle. And we know, God says, I said, Malachi 4. And return the heart of the children to the heart of the father. We got on that plane. Now we're landing. Have you come to die a spiritual death? No. What are we here? We have come to see Messiah. And until Messiah comes, if the Messiah does not come, all I do is be in vain. If the Messiah, only Messiah can come and bring back the dead, and we'll be raptured to meet the Lord in the air. So like I'm saying, okay, I'm saying the time has come. The time has come, not just to hear Abraham say, oh, that's a great teaching. No, I don't anymore say it's a great teaching. I don't care about teaching. But what I want is that, you see, individuals begin to get a hold of God like Jacob. Say, God, this is the time. Where's the promise? If you said, if you vindicated your prophet, and you can say, I can see the angels, and where is it? God, what time are we living? The time we are living is no more time to picnic. It's not time to play. It's time to individual. We may begin to build individual and begin to build a character that Christ begin to grow in us. To build a character. And forgiveness, I say I'm ending here, forgiveness is central. And like I'm saying, Brother Bram said, lay there, pray until God can come in that you feel that from your heart. But how can you do if you don't begin to ask God? God wants to be specific. Don't begin to say, oh, God, if I've done something, if I've done, you know who you are. We all know who we are. We all have something to ask God for. Amen? And that's where I'm ending here, and we end this year. What I want to tell you is that the time has come. Not just to be comfortable with a nice service. Let's be comfortable with Obram myself preaching nice. No, I didn't preach anything nice. What I'm trying to say, the time has come that every individual begin to, like Jacob begin to get, you see, when it happened to Jacob, what? He sent everybody away. His family, nobody was, he was just him. He said, God, the time has come that God, change my world. God, I don't care what you do, but I'm not letting it go. Lord, till I feel from my heart, I can forgive my brother. I feel from my heart, I can forgive my sister. I can forgive people on my job. I can forgive my enemy. I can forgive whoever, the person who will hurt them, I can forgive. And personally, for some time, that's where I feel. And, you know, when I begin to prepare this message, you know, I went to pray somewhere. And that was that. Without that, no bright material. And I put on the message in August 1956. If you want some time to listen to something, go to the church in this condition. Share me, O Lord. God says, share you. Share me. You have right. Yeah, this brother did this. You have right to not forgive, yes. But are you willing to let go that right? Okay, the message of the church in this condition. Share me, O Lord. Share me. Are you willing to forgive? Are you willing to let go? Like the Bible says, let go. Else, I'll tell you something, my brethren. Without that, we can claim as much on the message, but the message is not in you. You can claim you hear this message. You can claim, I don't smoke, I don't do this, I don't have longer. But I'll tell you one thing. If that's the case, God will go and get all the Amish and take them to the rapture. God bless you. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity you give us, Lord, to come before you this morning. Father, you said in the Bible, if you do not forgive, then your Father in heaven cannot forgive you. Because, Father, we know that your very nature is forgiveness. And God, we know we still live in this world. In John chapter 17, you pray. You say, Father, I don't pray that you remove them from this world, but you keep them from the evil. And Father, we know we are still living in this world with all our five senses subject to all kinds of things. And Lord, how the devil can come in just trying to distract us on little things, just trying to show this, just trying to bring this, just trying to bring that. So Father, we never focus on what is the most important thing is getting to that bright material. You're getting baked under the sun so you can bake all the greenness out of us. We can be like a corn of wheat that died. To Father, help us. We need you, Lord. And Father, I know maybe I didn't bring this to all what I could have, but Lord, you know. And Father, maybe I've said what I can say. Lord, now it's you. They are your children. You are the one who died for them. Now, Lord, you can take this message and begin to water in their heart, brood in their heart, make that to grow, that people begin to realize that without forgiveness, we go nowhere. Without forgiveness, we are not even your children. Without forgiveness, we are not even Christian. Without forgiveness, we are not going to rapture. Without forgiveness, Lord, we go nowhere. We are just serving Satan. But Lord, we know you died for us on the cross. You came and died for your children. And Lord, I know you're trying to get our attention. Father, help us, Lord, to give you that attention fully. Help us to pray. Help us, Father, to get alone with you, to pray, Father, that may you help us. If there's anything in our heart against anybody, any grudge, anything that we've done, help us, oh God, to forgive, Father, and not let the sun set on our anger. Help us to come into your hands. Bless this oncoming service. Bless everything. We pray and ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.